Random House Audio presents HRC, State Secrets and the Rebirth of Hillary Clinton by Jonathan Allen and Amy Parnes. Read for you by Kimberly Farr. Introduction. Hillary stared at the screen, eyes wide open. The American consulate before her stood at the edge of civilization, in one of the most lawless places on the planet, amid an epic struggle between moderates and extremists. The diplomats inside believed they were there to help. The anti-American terrorists at the gate most certainly did not. Frame by frame, in a video-equipped conference room on the seventh floor of the State Department's Washington headquarters, Hillary watched terrorists attacking the outpost. The stultifying images had been captured from a security camera at the American compound. Hillary wanted her top aides, about two dozen of them had gathered in the conference room with her, to get a sense of what people were facing inside these posts, as one of them later put it. The screening was held shortly after the April 5, 2010 assault, 2.5 years before Ambassador Chris Stevens would be killed at the U.S. Special Mission compound in Benghazi. Attackers had nearly made it inside the American compound in Peshawar, the gateway to the tribal region of Pakistan that had become the world's most notorious haven for terrorists. They detonated a truck bomb when it hit a barrier 50 feet from the consulate's entrance, and they launched a second phase assault with guns and grenades.